Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to clean up a drop in Ableton Live 12 so it still feels rag-infused, rude, and dangerous, but without turning into a muddy mess. And that's the key idea here. We are not trying to sterilize the energy. We want the chaos to stay alive, but we want it under control. In drum and bass, especially around 174 BPM, there is nowhere for sloppy sounds to hide. If the sub, drums, bass tabs, and vocal chops all crowd the same space, the drop loses power, but when each element has a clear job, the whole thing hits harder. So think of this as building a DJ tool-style DNNB drop, something that feels club-ready, easy to mix, and still full of attitude. Let's start by setting up the drop section in arrangement view. Keep it simple at first. Don't jump straight into a huge 16-bar monster. Build an 8-bar drop and make that feel strong first. A really solid beginner layout is this. The first 2 bars give you the main impact. Bars 3 and 4 add a variation. Bars 5 and 6 create a switch-up or a small break edit. And bars 7 and 8 give you a reload-style feeling or a lift into the next section. This kind of phrasing makes the tune feel intentional. It also helps the drop work like a DJ tool, which matters a lot in DNB. Organize your tracks too. Group your drums, bass, vocals, effects, and atmospheres so you can stay sane while the arrangement gets busy. Now let's build the foundation. The sub. Start with a simple sub bass using operator or wavetable. For beginners, operator is super clean and easy. Use a sine wave, keep it low, around -1 or -2 octaves, and give it a short attack with a moderate sustain. Add a short release, somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds, so the notes don't blur into each other. A big beginner mistake is making the sub too busy. In DNB, less can absolutely feel heavier. A sub that leaves space between notes often slams harder than one that plays non-stop. After the instrument, add utility. Set the width to 0%. Keep the low end mono. If needed, turn on bass mono too. Then trim the gain so the sub sits underneath the kick rather than fighting it. That's the foundation. In rag-infused chaos, the sub is the part that keeps everything grounded while the top layers go wild. Next, add your main bass movement. This is where the attitude lives. Use wavetable or operator again, then add some saturation. A good starting point is a saw-based or wavetable patch with a low-pass filter. Use a short MIDI phrase, not long-held notes. DNB bass usually works best when it answers the groove instead of sitting on top of it all the time. A useful way to think about this is, the sub gives you the weight, and the bass layer gives you the attitude. Try a filter cutoff somewhere in the low to mid range, maybe around 200 Hz up to 1.2 kHz depending on the sound. Add a medium attack and short decay on the filter envelope if you want a punchier shape. Then use saturator with soft clip-on and a modest drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Trim the output so you don't just get louder, you get better. If your bass is more Reese-like, that's fine too. Just make sure the low end is controlled. Keep the sub clean and mono, and let the Reese or dirty bass live more in the mids and upper mids. Use EQ8 if needed to keep the bass layer from stepping on the sub. Here's a really important DNB lesson. One layer owns the low end, one layer owns the aggression. Don't make both try to do the same job. Now let's deal with the drums, because in DNB, the groove is everything. A lot of the energy comes from the break edit, not just the kick and snare. Bring in a break, either in simpler slice mode or on an audio track with warp enabled, and chop it neatly. Pull out the useful bits, snare accents, ghost notes, tiny hi-hat hits, little shuffle details. These are the things that make the drop feel alive. Then clean it up with EQ8. High-pass the break around 120 to 200 Hz, so it doesn't clutter the low end. If there are harsh resonances, cut them where needed, often somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz zone. After that, try drum bus on the break group. Keep it subtle, a little drive, maybe 5 to 20%. Only use boom if you really need it. If the break feels flat, nudge the transients up a little. But don't overdo it. The point of the break is motion. It fills the little spaces between the main hits and makes the drop feel like it's breathing and moving, without needing a million extra sounds. Now for the raga element. Vocal chops. This is where the tune starts talking back. Use short vocal phrases, shouts, or chopped up bits like hey, pull up, or a small Badman-style phrase. The trick is to treat them like DJ tools, not like a full vocal performance happening all the time. Place them on bar starts, before snare hits, or as answers to bass stabs. That call and response feel is huge in rag-infused DNB. It gives the drop personality without cluttering it. A simple vocal chain could be simpler or an audio clip then EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, then auto filter if you want movement, and maybe echo or reverb, for a short throw at the end of a phrase. Keep the reverb short, keep the delays controlled, and here's a coaching note. If the vocal chop is too long, shorten it. If it's too loud, trim the clip gain first before reaching for compression. That one habit alone can make your mix much cleaner. Now let's talk about the thing that makes the whole drop work, automation. Most of the clean it part is really about making smart automation choices. Not every sound should be moving all the time. A few intentional changes go much further than constant motion. Try automating the bass filter a little in bars 3 and 4 to add intensity. Push the echo send up only on the last word of a vocal phrase. Mute the break for have a bar before a reload style return. Or automate a low pass filter on atmospheres so the drop clears out and hits more cleanly. That half bar dropout is a classic D&B move. A tiny gap can make the next return feel huge. Don't be afraid of silence. In this style, silence is part of the impact. Now let's clean up the low end with routing and group processing. Keep your drums, bass, vocals, and effects in separate groups. That way you can process them like sections instead of treating the whole arrangement like one giant problem. On the bass group, use EQ8 to remove any unwanted low-mid mod, especially if the reese is too thick around 200 to 500 Hz. Add gentle compression if needed, but only light control. And use utility to keep the width disciplined. Check mono often. On the drum group, use drum bus for punch and maybe glue compressor for a bit of cohesion. Just keep the settings light. If the snare feels boxy or the kick is muddy, clean that up with EQ rather than just turning things up louder. That's another huge beginner lesson. If the bass and kick fight, don't just make the whole mix louder. Reduce overlap. Shorten a bass note. Move a bass hit away from the kick transient. Cut the low mid mod from the bass layer, not the sub. Protect the sub. Sharpen the kick. Keep the mid bass out of the way when the drums hit. That's the D&B mindset. Now let's add some DJ-friendly transition polish around the drop. Since this lesson is about DJ tools, think like a selector. The drop should have clean entry points and exit points. Add a reversed cymbal or a noise swell into the drop. Put a short impact on bar 1. Let a reverb tail die before the next phrase hits. Maybe add a downlifter into the next section. Use reverb on a return track if you want shared space. Echo is great for throw-style transitions. Autopan can add movement to noise or atmosphere layers. And utility can help you reduce width on the main impact if things start getting blurry. If you want the tune to be DJ-friendly, keep parts of it simple enough to mix. A clean drum intro, a stripped-out row, and enough space for beat matching will make your track much more usable in a set. Let's quickly cover the common mistakes to watch out for. The first one is too many bass layers fighting each other. Keep one real sub, one main bass voice, and maybe one texture layer if you need it. The second is vocal chops that are too long or too loud. Keep them tight and rhythmic. The third is breaks with too much low end. High pass them and let the sub own the bottom. Also, avoid widening the low end. Wide sub can sound huge in solo and weak in a club. Keep it mono. And don't forget arrangement breathing room. If everything is packed all the time, the drop has no contrast, and contrast is what makes the impact feel big. A few pro moves can make this even harder and cleaner. Use space, not just distortion. A short gap before a bass stab can feel heavier than stacking another layer. Resample your bass if you want a more solid DJ tool feel. Print it to audio, then chop it up into hits. Add grit in the mids, not the sub. Keep the bottom clean and let the character live higher up. Also, check the mix in mono often. If it falls apart in mono, you're relying too much on width, and try to let one element lead each bar. Maybe bar 1 is bass, bar 2 is vocals, bar 3 is a break fill, bar 4 is a reload hit. That keeps the madness readable. Here is a quick practice challenge. Take an existing 8-bar D&B drop in Ableton Live 12 and clean it up without adding any new sounds. Make the sub mono with utility. High pass any muddy percussion or break layers. Shorten one bass note so it leaves space for the kick. Cut one vocal chop so it becomes a tighter ragga accent. Automate one echo throw at the end of a bar. Then mute one element for half a bar before the drop restarts. Listen once in mono and once in stereo. Your goal is to make the drop feel clearer, heavier, and more deliberate without making it smaller. So let's recap. Build the drop around a mono sub, a controlled bass layer, and a tight break edit. Use ragga vocals like rhythmic DJ tools, not constant clutter. Shape everything with EQ8, utility, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, echo, and auto filter. In D&B, space is power. Short gaps, tight phrasing, and clean low-end separation make the drop hit harder. Keep it rude, keep it dangerous, but keep it clean enough that every hit can land properly. And if you can clean a Rago Chaos drop, you can make it sound bigger, darker, and more professional at the same time.